On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
All right, let's check out what happened on this day for Friday, the 8th of November. Happy Friday, by the way. Today, John Farrar, the Australian producer and songwriter, turned 74 years old. Bonnie Raitt, the American singer and musician, is 70. Mary Hart, US TV presenter and co-host of the TV program Entertainment Tonight. She was that until 2011. She's 69 today. Ricky Lee Jones, the US singer and songwriter, co-wrote The Horses, which is a hit for Darryl Braithwaite, of course. She's 65 today. Leif Garrett, the American singer, he was very popular in the 70s. Remember he had the Surf in USA and Runaround suit?
He had so much hair back then too. He's got none now.
Oh, wow. Well, he's 58. Gordon Ramsay, the British chef, is 53. Ross Lyon, former VFL footballer and AFL coach, is also 53. Tara Reid, US actress who starred in the American Pie series and also Sharknado, she's 44. And Sam Sparrow, the Australian singer-songwriter, is 37.
Gramophone was invented this day, 1887. It was the first time where they stopped recording on cylinders, started recording on flat discs.
Nice.
Records, yeah. It's the beginning of a whole new era.
Love it. In 1789, bourbon whiskey was first distilled in Bourbon County, Kentucky. And I think a lot of people like their little snifter of whiskey.
Some people like a lot.
That's true.
X-rays, first observed by physicist Wilhelm... I don't know if I'm going to get this right. Right.
That'll do.
1895.
In 1929, the Regent Theatre opened in Brisbane.
Peebo, the trademark, was registered. Take that, you flies. 1960.
In 1965, Days of Our Lives began on TV, and it ran until 2013.
Speaking of on TV...
Goodies, goody, goody, yum, yum.
I used to love the goodies. 1970, they made their television debut. Who was your favourite?
I always used to like Tim, actually. Because he'd always flounce around being silly and creating dramatic scenes.
Mm.
Tim Brooke Taylor. But Bill Odie was cool as well. And Graham was very dry, wasn't he?
He was very dry.
Yes.
What are they up to these days, I wonder?
I think they were trying to do a Goodies reboot, actually.
That'd be popular.
Yeah, that would be. They were doing crowdfunding, so we'll have to check in on that and see how it's going.
Countdown went to air for the first time this day, 1974. Got any Countdown memories?
Yes, I used to love Countdown. Love it. And also Rage and all of those things. The music programs are the best.
Yeah.
And that's on this day for Friday, the 8th of November.